Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try, try, try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion, love and marriage.
Hurts me to see you in pain. See? All better. What are you doing?
Checking for my nipple. Where's Mr. Fluffy?
Your cat? He was hungry, so I threw him out the window.
Mr. Fluffy. Pop, don't kid me like that. But I know you love Mr. Fluffy. Now go on, kiss him.
I'll do better than that. I'll give him some advice. Grow wings. Now sit down. I'm making breakfast this morning. Wait, wait, wait a minute. Use a napkin.
You wouldn't perchance be miffed at me because I lost the fight, would you?
Lost is such a harsh word. Let's just say you came in second. Hey, I got a special treat for you.
Hey, don't worry. There are plenty of other opportunities out there for a smart guy like me.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Name any one of the Great Lakes.
Lake Fulbert. Remember? Where you taught me how to swim? What a great lake. Hey, I'm still gonna make you proud of me. I used a couple of your connections in the business world, and I got myself a job as a busboy.
A busboy? Hey, that's great. Say, bring me home a half-eaten roll, will you? We need a new plan for you. I want more for you than just being me. As wonderful as I am.
You know, Pop, you and Mom were a lot alike. One of the last things she said to me was, whatever you be more than your father.
Hi, Vinny.
Hi, Mona.
Woo! Woo! Vinny, why don't you tell your father that my mom needs everything in her apartment fixed now?
Everything in her apartment? Why?
Because then we can spend the next 2 weeks alone.
Mona.
Hey,
why don't you come back a little later?
Really? When?
When you're no longer a felony.
Where is he?
Charlie!
Hey, Al.
Vinny!
So, Al, did you happen to watch the kids fight?
No, I listened to it on the radio. No, I was gonna watch it on TV, but I don't have one anymore. I bet it on your kid.
I know that feels good, but it's not gonna bring your TV back.
That TV was my baby. Got me through a lot of rough times. I watched it when we conceived our two kids. I still remember putting my forearm in Peg's mouth to shut her up so I could hear Get Smart. Yeah, for Bud, I wised up, put her head by the foot of the bed so I could watch, too. Now, it doesn't matter which way I turn her, the magic is gone.
Mr. Bundy, I'll buy you a TV. I got a new job.
Yeah, share my pride. He's a busboy. Al, you're not much more than a busboy. The kid's at a difficult age. Well, he just might turn into a you. Help him out. Give him some advice.
Don't marry. Don't marry. It's only good for the woman. Yeah, see, women got it made. They find some guy to marry, then they steal his youth, his paycheck, and his dreams. Oh, yeah, then their butt gets big. Then you die, and their butt gets smaller till the next guy comes along. Next to being a dog, a beautiful woman is the thing to be.
I'm sorry, Al, but you don't have the butt to be a beautiful woman.
I let myself go.
Hey, don't run yourself down. You still got a beautiful smile.
Do you two want to be alone or anything?
Do you mind? He was just going to say something nice to me.
Yeah, the moment's passed. You know what we should have done when we were young studs?
What?
Married us a couple of rich babes. See, that way all we'd have to do is get up late.
Yeah.
Pump a little iron to stay in shape.
Yeah.
Let the robe pop open a little, show the maid what she could have if she saved her pennies. And settle back on the couch, get stinking drunk, and pick your feet till the cows come home. I can't think of a fuller, more satisfying life.
But time has passed us by. Young women today don't understand that we don't want to go right to sleep after sex. We have to. I guess it's a young man's world. I think I am getting a new Verducci master plan.
No. Please, no.
Yes. Ooh, I love this plan. And for it to work, you are going to have to meet a rich woman. No, I know what you're going to say. There's a shortage of rich women in our tenement.
Hey, Charlie, I was thinking about what you were saying, but I don't have to go to sleep after sex. I want to go to sleep after sex. I welcome the darkness.
Anyhow, there'll be plenty of rich women at that fundraiser you were busboying tonight. So here's my plan. We go, we have a bite to eat, and you marry a millionaire. You with me?
No.
He's so cute. He thinks he has a vote. See? What's so difficult? Stand on a couple of garbage cans? You break a window? And you're in high society. Let's go charm the crap out of these people. Look, you don't have to worry. To prepare us, I have read Trump, the Wall Street Journal, and a magazine called Rich Babes in Chains. Now, I have distilled their wisdom into three key phrases. So if you get confused, simply say either, how about that market? Damn Democrats. Or punish me, I've been very, very bad. As for myself, I'm not worried, because, hey, I fit in anywhere. Yo! Over here. call this a meatball. But a couple of days ago, it had a saddle on it. Be gone with you.
We're gonna get thrown out of here. We don't belong. See, Pop, it's like I learned in high school. This famous philosopher, I can't remember his name, said the poor... Geez, I don't remember what he said either. What'd he say? I don't know. The point is, we're poor, they're rich, and that's the way it should be. They're just better than us, that's all. Hey, I know who it was. It was the Greek guy there, Pluto.
Nelson! You were away all summer.
Well, it gets insufferably warm in August, so we took the yacht to the Greek islands.
Ah.
And then my Puffy just had to go to Madrid to pick some tapestries for the new villa.
Yes, I know how that is.
Oh, look, the meatballs.
Huh.
That's better than us. Hey, they couldn't live for 1 minute in our neighborhood, but I could live a lifetime in theirs. And I intend to.
Pop. No, Pop, don't.
Nelson. Charles. Verducci. Greece at the yacht club. Say, did Puffy get those tapestries she was talking about? You know that Puffster? She always gets what she's after. And as I recall, she was always after this guy.
Well, you boys seem to be having fun. I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
Well, allow me, Kathleen Morgan, meet my very dear friend,
Charles Verducci, what do you say?
Well, I see by your shirt that you've been sampling our meatballs.
And I see by your shirt you got mighty powerful buttons.
If he can do it, I can do it. I'm a rich guy, I fit in. How about that market?
What about it?
Damn Democrats.
What about them?
Punish me. I've been very, very bad.
United Chemical. That's where I'm putting my money.
Well, I think it's overpriced. Stick with the blue chip of the blue chippers, IBM. What do you like, Charles?
Long hair, short dresses, and big hooters.
Hey, sweetheart, how you doing? You've been to a lot of these things. Let me ask you something. Do I look like I belong here?
You look like you belong anywhere you want to be.
Oh, well, where I want to be is in a cold place holding a warm yoke. So what do you say after this fiasco, you and I go...
What the hell are you doing? We're not here to beg a waitress.
I like waitresses.
I like waitresses, too. But tonight we're after bigger game. Now go mingle with the rich.
Pop, why is it always me in the Verducci master plan, huh? I'm tired of being the pawn in your cosmic game of checkers. Why don't you marry a millionaire?
Me?
Yeah. You got a real cute one over there giving you the buffalo eye.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who?
Over there.
Oh, would that it could be. But that one, see, she's married. In fact, the two guys. So, hey, if one of them drops dead, I'm still out of luck. Huh? You get it?
I got it.
You okay?
Yeah.
Good. Now, so get back to work, okay? And just think, millionaire, millionaire, millionaire.
Millionaire, millionaire. Millionaire, millionaire. Did you know I was a millionaire?
Oh! Miss, excuse me, I think you dropped your purse.
Oh. Thank you.
Thank you.
You just wanted to see me bend over, didn't you? What were you thinking?
Well, let's just say I retasted that meatball I ate a while ago.
Oh, your son seems to be quite popular with our young ladies.
Kid's got the Verducci charm.
No, I've got the Verducci charm.
You're not allowed in the men's room, are you?
Of course not.
Well, then that's where I'll be. It's an interesting point, Nelson. Very well put. I don't want to give my son a job in any of my many companies. There's no way to learn responsibility. So I'm wondering, maybe, you know, you can give him some kind of an executive position. But hey, don't spoil the boy. Start him off at what? $300,000 to $400,000.
Dollars?
Go back to nodding. So what do you say?
Where did the boy go to school?
PS 124? Yale.
Oh, my son went to Yale. Let me call him over.
Did I say Yale? Silly me. I meant to say Harvard.
Well, my son went to Harvard. Let me call him over.
I didn't mean Harvard. Where did I go?
Go over there. Over there? Yeah, over there.
Okay, I'll be over here.
Okay, here's the truth. Once, he was a very promising scholar. But then he had this tricycle accident. Okay, here's the truth. Look, we know each other for so long. We're such good friends. I feel like I'll be honest with you. Now, I should have mentioned it in Greece, but, you know, yacht, tapestry, Zorba. So here it is. The kid's a genius, but he's lazy. So I'm thinking, I'll cut him off, you give him a job, but he's got to make do on the lousy $400,000 a year you pay him. Let him suffer a little.
It works. That's what my dad had to do to me. Now I learned my lesson.
Well, then we're in agreement.
Oh, Charles. Oh, I'm sorry to drag him away, but this is very important. Charles, I was hoping to see you at the Littlefield party next week, but I checked and your name is not on the guest list.
Oh, it's a horrible oversight. By the way, are my dear friends Roger and Nelson going to be there?
Why, yes.
Well, then I must be there, too.
Oh, I'm afraid it's just impossible.
What the hell? I was a Marine.
The party's at 8:30.
How you doing, Pop?
Great. I'm even starting to get some feeling back on my tongue.
You know, it's amazing. I was just musing about our evening. You know, the difference yet the sameness between the rich and poor. And as the philosopher, I can't remember his name, said, the rich... No, the poor... Wait. Jeez, I don't remember what the guy said. But I remember. It shaped my young life. What the hell was it?
It doesn't matter. You got the gist of it. The important thing is that through my God-given charm and Verducci-ness, the master plan is working.
And I got phone numbers shoved in my pocket by every pretty girl in that room. So I guess what I'm saying is I won't be home nights for about a year.
Wait a minute. You're not going to sleep with any of them till we get a commitment. got to start thinking like women. No band on the hand, no nookie for cookie.
Not even the one who dots the I in her name with a mouth?
No. You're just going to have to follow the Beducci master plan, or bad things will happen to Mr. Fluffy.
You wouldn't.
Hey, as much as I love him, if you say no, he's on a plate of noodles in a Thai restaurant.
Shh. Oh, come on. You know he understands everything.
I hope so. Because nothing is going to stand in the way of my dream. You are going to find yourself a rich woman to marry. And even if you don't, only good things happen when you're around money. Money gives money good jobs. Money gives money stock tips. And let's face it, what the hell's the worst thing that could happen? Money could run over us with its car. Then we sue money's ass. So, are you with me?
I'm with you, Pop.
That's my boy.
Ha ha ha.